This is a production of Cornell University.
Can we start with a roll call, please?
Layla Abed El-Majid.
Here.
Morgan Baker.
Here.
Genevieve Bansaw.
Here.
Kayla Butler.
Here.
Carlo Castillo.
Excused.
Uchenna Chakukure.
Excused.
Lucy Contreras.
She's here.
Annette Gleamarin.
If she's not here, unexcused.
Sonia Kapoor.
Here.
Amari Lampert.
Here.
Andrea Miramontes Serrano.
Here.
Estefania Perez.
Here.
Tomas Rene.
Here.
Kate Santa Cruz.
Here.
Mardia Chardo.
Here.
Lucas Smith.
Here.
Claire Templeman.
Here.
Valeria Valencia.
Here.
Noah Watson.
Here.
Salam Moldai.
Here.
Valentina Shu.
Here.
Johan Yuan.
Here.
Raquel Zohar.
Here.
Lucas Zumpano.
I'm here.
Samuel Z.
Excused.
Catherine Wong.
Present. Could we get a count of members present?
22 members present.
Awesome. And is that including Uche, who popped in a little bit late?
No, so 23.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Perfect. All right. We have 23 members present. Time is 4:50. I'm officially calling the meeting to order. Thanks for being here, y'all. We'll get started with the land acknowledgments. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayugono, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayugono are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of Gayugono dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayugono people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Thank you, everyone. I'm going to pass it off to EVP Watson for announcements and presentations.
Thank you, Kat. So first up, we have our student advocate, Amelie. She'll be introducing the new student advocate in the office.
Hi, everyone. So I just want to do a quick appointment. So I'm about to introduce our next student advocate. The process, basically, so I worked in collaboration with Liel Sterling, who was our previous student advocate, and we recently appointed our new board, who will start as long as you guys vote them in. So our student advocate will be Delilah Hernandez, chief of staff will be Yasmin Balu, director of international affairs, Leah Mordones, director of student and campus life, Stella Lenardi, director of finance, Amisha Chowdhury, and director of academics, Salima Lee. They're a really great group. They had amazing applications and I'm really excited to see them.
Thank you so much for sharing. And with that, we just have to motion to vote on these confirmations. So I would look favorably upon a motion to vote on these.
Motion to vote.
Second.
Okay. So please just cast your vote using the raise hand function. I believe we're still doing that. Okay, and by a vote of 19-0-4, these have been approved. Congrats, Annalie. I'm very excited to see all the work you guys do in the future. And moving on with our announcements, we have a very exciting one coming from Representative Perez. I'll just give her the floor.
Hi, thanks. Usually I'm here as like the arts and sciences representative, but today I stand in front of you all as the executive chair of the Sculpt Day Programming Board. I'm joined by my selections chair, Chrissy. And so, yeah, I guess, I think if I could get share screen ability, that'd be great. So I can just start announcing the lineup. Okay, great. Great, so again, I just wanna acknowledge the fact that for half the student body, we've only gotten like an exposure to actual Sculpt Day. So it's been a couple tough 4 years for the Cornell campus who have only seen like half of an actual Sculpt Day. But yeah, with that being said, I just wanna like give Chrissy the floor just to go over a few just student health advisory and like general information that the administration would like us to talk about before we get into like the fun part of the announcement.
Thank you so much, Estefania. Yeah, we just want to go over some important safety information that we want to share with you all before we release the lineup. So we really want to emphasize that this year, Sculpt Day is virtual and there isn't any in-person component on the day of the concerts. Obviously, we know we're still in the middle of a pandemic and COVID is still going around. So we really want to encourage everyone to celebrate safely. Like if you have roommates, you know, to stay with those that you know, or if you can FaceTime friends and be like, woo, we're watching the concert together. That would be really, really great. Once again, if you are in groups, to remember to mask up and remember social distancing rules, keeping in mind of our COVID-19 rules laid out by the CDC and the university. It's also known that we're all currently, a lot of people are getting vaccinated, but it's still important to remember the COVID guidelines and continually wearing a mask, remembering to stay 6 feet apart. And if you need any more information, you can go to covid.cornell.edu. Hopefully this doesn't happen, knocking on wood, but on the day of the event, if there is someone in need of medical emergency due to either alcohol poisoning or any drug-related incident, please call 911. Good Samaritan still applies. And if you need more information, check out www.goodsam.cornell.edu for more info.
So yeah, you're staring at a blank screen right now just because we do have a few other events to help promote Sculpt Day. This upcoming wellness weekend, we'll be distributing 500 shirts total and masks with this virtual Sculpt Day logo. You'll be able to tie-dye them at the Arts Quad between 1 and 3, I believe. And as well as like another promotional event on May 7th with the Cornell University Programming Board in collaboration with them, we'll be hosting a DJ Diesel set with a live Q&A at 7 p.m. again on May 7th. And on the actual day of Sculpt Day, May 14th and May 15th, we'll be distributing about 900 grab and go boxes per day, just so you guys can have some nourishment if you're on the Ithaca campus. But without further ado, the first night of the Sculpt Day, virtual Sculpt Day, will consist of an indie rock vibe. So we'll have our headliner as Last Dinosaurs with openers Prep and Michelle. I'll let Chrissy take on the second night lineup. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, day two is more of an R&B hip hop vibe. And we're really excited to tell you that our headliner is Ari Lennox. And we'll also have rappers Smino and rap duo Earth Gang also performing. Can I talk about the Q&A?
Oh, yeah.
And we've been fortunate enough that Ari Lennox will be doing a Q&A with us. So we're really, really excited, guys. In the chat, I created a playlist so everyone can get a sampler of the artists that we have. We're really, really excited. These are all talented artists. So I hope you guys are excited that we're gonna have a somewhat of a safe celebration for the end of this really rough semester. So if there's any questions, please feel free to reach out to Estefania and I.
I don't know if you guys have time for questions, but Kat, let us know.
Sure. Ask away. And please raise your hand if you have a question for our lovely presenters. Cool. Doesn't look like.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, you guys. Yeah.
Thank you so much, you guys. I'm Estefania and Christy. Also, Kat, I'm just going to hand it over to you again because we're all done with announcements and presentations.
Perfect. Thanks so much, Noah. And again, thank you, Estefania and Christy, for presenting. I'm super excited for our virtual slip day. And of course, they'll be safe and fun. Great. All righty. Open mic.
Sorry. My bad. So we're going to move into open mic. If any members of the community wish to speak about anything that's not on our agenda today, please raise your hand. Okay, seeing no hands, Kat, I'm going to officially hand it back over to you. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Noah. Alrighty. Moving forward with our agenda. I believe we have the minutes first. I'll allow a couple seconds for folks to review the minutes. But after that, I would look favorably upon a motion to approve by unanimous consent.
Motion to approve the minutes with unanimous consent.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, there's been a second. Is there any objection? Perfect. Seeing as there is no objection, I will go ahead and move forward with our agenda. Okay, so we have resolution 44 up first, petition for better lighting on Student Cornell owned student dormitories. I'd like to invite the co-sponsors to present this resolution.
Kat, the one co-sponsor is Andrea on this. Oh. I don't know if she's still here.
I think so. Oh, yes. Hi.
Hi, sorry about that. I missed that.
No worries. We're just inviting you to present your resolution 44, petition for better lighting on Cornell and mm-hmm. student dormitories.
Yeah, so the resolution is based on the fact that some dormitories on North Campus and a little bit across campus in general, but mostly for freshmen, don't have proper lighting in the dorms. And so a lot of students are not able to concentrate correctly. And especially now that with COVID, a lot of people have to take classes in their dorms and can't really go outside. There has been a lot of complaints. So the resolution is basically addressing that. And I have contacted housing and we'll be meeting Ryan Lombardi soon to address it further. But yeah, this is just an initial resolution to pass it on.
Awesome. Thanks so much for presenting. If any members of the SA have questions, comments, or feedback for Andrea, I think that'd be much appreciated.
It's also all been to all co-sponsors, by the way. It was kind of like a weird process. It's like the first resolution that I passed, so I don't really know how to do it. But anyone who wants to co-sponsor, it's completely open.
Awesome. We have a hand from Lucas. Please state your question or comment.
Yeah, sorry, in I might have missed this. You said you're having continuing conversations regardless, or have conversations coming up. So it seems like the university is certainly engaged in the conversation, willing to put money towards this, but might it also be possible that we put some of our student assembly funds towards this kind of thing? I don't know.
Actually, if that were possible, I think it would be much faster because I do recall that when I talked to housing, they were a little hesitant on when they're going to get the money. And if the student assembly could reallocate funds towards just, you know, giving proper lighting to dorms, I think that could be very useful too. So that's an option, definitely better than waiting for housing to do something.
Awesome. Valentina?
Yeah, thanks, Andrea, for the resolution. And just to follow up on Luca's point, I think if housing, they can, you know, renovate every dorm, I do think the infrastructure fund might be able to do smaller scale projects like providing more lamps. And I do think there are, you know, dorms who have, they're more modern, that have better lighting than the others. So like, for example, like I lived in Bulge freshman year and that was like a very old building and we had to bring our own lamps. And I think maybe if that's a challenge for some students, maybe that could be where the fund goes towards. And that's also easier implementation than revamping the whole thing.
Awesome. Alrighty. Sorry. Lucas, I think you've already spoken. So Amari and then Lucas.
Oh, just to talk about Valentina's point a little bit. For SAIFC, we're only allowed to distribute funds to something that was going to affect all students. So we're not allowed to make changes to student dormitories. So like at the beginning, I kind of wanted to put like water fountains, and that's not allowed based on our bylaws. We're trying to change our bylaws right now. So possibly in the future, we might be able to. But at the moment, our bylaws don't allow us to just put money towards freshman things.
Sure. Thank you so much for addressing that, Amari. And then Lucas?
Yeah, so I thought of this after Valentina started talking, but and I think that was a really great point, that understanding that there's constraints right now on the infrastructure fund money, but the access fund I think might be appropriate. And I think that this is something that if a student's like, you know, this lighting is awful, it's affecting my performance, I think the access fund might be applicable for that kind of thing. And seeing as we kind of have legislative authority over student campus life and it's facilitated through them, when you go into that conversation, that might be something to emphasize if it's an issue of they want to, rather than funding this through traditional channels, say, hey, you've got X amount of money in the access fund. Can we take, you know, whatever percentage of that and put it towards student lighting, something like that. But that might also be a really good option.
Awesome. Thanks for that suggestion, Lucas. Would the co-sponsor like to address any of the questions or concerns?
I don't really know how to respond to that, but because I think that what Valentina said about not renovating, but actually like having lamps is kind of the idea that we had. But again, if we do ask for the access funds, how do we do that?
I don't know, Kat, is this more appropriate for you to answer? I'm not sure that I can give a great answer, but.
Sure. So it kind of depends. So like individual students can request access funds through like using the campus groups form. But like Lucas mentioned, we do have technically authority over like SCL and their budgeting. So we could, you know, in theory, write a resolution and say like, hey, like we believe that a portion of the access fund should go towards this, and it would have to pass the SA, and then you have to bring it to the SCL staff. So if that's what you're thinking, that's, you know, those are two different routes you could go. And that, of course, would require and necessitate another resolution. Does that help?
Yeah, would that be faster than actually asking housing to do this themselves?
It might be. It's also kind of a give or take on if admin will bite for either of these. We had a hand from Kayla, if you still want to ask a question.
Yeah, I was going to say it might be useful to like record the suggestions and run those by with Lombardi as well, because he might be able to say, oh, this is faster, this is more efficient for whichever way. So that might be helpful to run by him.
Okay, I'll write that down. Thank you.
Layla?
Yeah, also, I'm not sure how viable it would be to go for the access fund, because I think it's just for basic necessities for students. I think it's only also up to $500 per student to cover like medical expenses or like anything that's not covered by financial aid. So I think you should check into that before putting all your hopes onto that.
Thanks for that feedback, Layla. Andrea?
Yeah, sorry. Can I get a little background on the access funds? Where do they come from and to what exactly do they apply?
Did anyone want to address this? If not, yes, thank you for the link, Layla. I'd encourage you to check it out. ASFA is a really important fund that usually goes to support students who are on financial aid, first and low income students for like basic things. So for instance, laptop repair, emergency traveling, stuff like that. So that's background on the access fund. Lucas, do you have a question?
Yeah, no, I think Layla made a really good point. I guess for me, my reading of the access fund, what makes me think why this kind of lighting would be covered is one of the first things they list, right? They say it's non-exhaustive, but that Cornell gym membership is, you know, an acceptable expense that the access fund can be used for. which I know is that's something that continues to be a contentious issue among students. And I don't know that that's as well known, but I think in that same line, right, like gym membership is included under access fund or as an access fund acceptable expense because it supports, you know, physical health, mental health, things like that, and lighting similarly in that same vein. So that would be my reading of, I think it's applicable because of that. And yeah, that's a really great point in the chat too.
Awesome, Daya, thanks so much for what you said in the chat. I'm gonna read it out loud. They recently added funds to cover bus passes and gym memberships, which is a first after many years. So the Access Fund is being expanded to cover these costs. Andrea, I definitely encourage you to check out like what people can qualify for, like applying for Access Fund needs. Like, you know, another thing is like clothing for winter clothes and such. And then maybe keep thinking about what you wanna do with your resolution. In regards to lighting. Do you have any other questions? Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Okay. And then Andrea, as the co-sponsor, would you be open to, do you want to try to pass this today or would you want to double back and do some more research and then possibly bring a new resolution or edit this one?
What would happen if I passed this one and then wrote another one for the access funds? That wouldn't make sense, right?
It might be a little counterintuitive as they could conflict in some places. So maybe we could table this one for a future week and then we can bring another resolution and see what to do at the next meeting.
Okay, perfect. That works.
Awesome. Thanks so much. Is there any motion to table?
Motion to table.
Thanks. Is there a second?
Second.
Awesome. Is there any objection to tabling this by unanimous consent? All righty, seeing as there's no objection, this resolution has been tabled. Andrea, thanks for bringing it. I believe we still have two more resolutions also from you. yes, so feel free to present resolution 45 now.
I can just present both in bulk because they were addressed in a previous presentation than Claire and I did. So they're the next two are addressing the two other concerns that we talked about when we did this presentation. And I mean, I don't think any further explanation is needed. I don't want to make this longer than it has to, but yeah.
Sure, alrighty. Does anybody have any questions for comments? This is resolution 45, petition to renew housing amenities. Alrighty. If there are no questions or comments, I'll take any kind of motion.
Motion to vote?
Sure. Is there a second?
Second.
All right, there's been a second. Is there an objection? Great. Let's do our raising hands if you want to vote in favor of this resolution right now. We're going to close voting in 10 seconds. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, that's 20 votes in favor. I'm going to clear all feedback. Oh, 20, 21, someone privately messaged me. And please raise your hand if you want to vote no or abstain. All right, I'm going to assume that he didn't vote, that was an abstention. Alrighty, 21-0-2-2, that resolution passes. Thank you for bringing this. And then lastly, we have resolution 46, petition for university-owned resident security, also brought to us by Andrea. And feel free to present it if you want, or just reiterate recap what you had talked about previously.
Same thing applies, yeah, it's the same one from last time.
Alrighty. Does anybody have any questions or comments for Andrea about this one? Great. All right, we have hands popping up. I'm going to go in the order that I see them on my I think in the order they were put up, which is in the participants list. So first we have Bennett. Please state your question.
Hi everyone, my name is Bennett. I'm a UA rep. I'm here to encourage everyone on the SA to vote against Resolution 46. Resolution 46 poses a massive risk to the safety and well-being of the Cornell community, and specifically is damaging to our classmates of color, LGBTQIA students, and undocumented students. This body has rightfully passed resolutions like disarming CUPD to separate ourselves from a police surveillance state that has specifically targeted our BIPOC students. Adding surveillance cameras to dorm common spaces will serve not only as a violation of our civil liberty, but will pose a risk of putting more students of color in contact with our racist and overreaching police department. This builds on a long history of a surveillance state being used to violate the civil rights of people of color, LGBTQ people, immigrants, and Muslim citizens in our post 9/11 landscape. Intradorm military-like surveillance is no way to actually curb stealing in shared areas, and none of the facts in the resolution actually support the implementation of such a draconian policy. If we truly want to stop people from stealing food, we would make meal programs free, or meal plans free. We would provide more common snacks in dorm areas and expand our Swipe Out Hunger program. I would encourage everyone not to let, not to criminalize being hungry on campus or police students for trying to simply survive. So with that, I would like to encourage every member of the SA to reject this resolution swiftly and with resound. We cannot allow for such a flagrant and authoritarian and racist infringement on our civil liberties. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you for that feedback, Bennett. Okay, and also I think Tomas has provided links in the chat to review.
Can I say something?
Yes, for sure. Escort, yeah. You're allowed to respond.
Okay. Hi, Bennett. I kind of wish that you had like contacted me about this. Okay, like what do you suggest about food security though? Because I agree, but this is like an ongoing issue and you can't really get free meal plans. That's not a thing. So what else do you suggest to actually like avoid people stealing, I don't know, food in the kitchens? Like obviously we don't want any higher risk. So, and you make a very good point and I'm willing to like table it off. But what do you, what other thing do you suggest? Cause we can't get free meal plans.
Ben, I'll allow you to respond because she directed her question back to you.
Yeah, of course. So if we're actually looking at rooting out like the source of students stealing food in dormitories, the source comes from hunger. It doesn't come from simply nobody policing those opportunities. So if we really want to address that, providing things like more free snacks in dorms, expanding our Swipe Out Hunger program, automatically enrolling unused BRBs into a public fund that any low-income student could access. Those are all things that could be done to make sure that that hunger is properly addressed on campus, even if we can't do things like make meal plans free. But simply providing some punitive incentive for students not to steal is criminalizing the problems that arise from hunger, and not actually addressing the root cause of what we're trying to address with this resolution.
Bennett, thank you for answering her question. Do you want to respond to that? As we also do have many hands up, so I would like to.
Okay. I mean, I just like I understand. I just you know I thought that I myself like don't have a meal plan, and this is something that me and like the people that are in my dorm, like the people that don't have a meal plan, we usually deal with. So I kind of do wish that you had like addressed me personally about this. I don't think this is like the way to do something. I was generally trying to do something good for the community, and I don't think this was like the way to come off of it. But okay, I understand, and like I'll take it off. But like, I honestly don't think that was the way to respond.
I think obviously you have really good intentions that's coming from your community and the people that you're getting feedback from. And I think it's good now to hear other perspectives and feedback that are also pretty important that come from very different communities. So thank you for being open and willing to hear like this discussion that we're gonna have right now. I also recognize that like it's like a stressful time for a lot of people. So all of you feel free to like let me know if you need a break at any time. So we do have more hands. I'm going to go with Lucas. Please say your question or comment.
Yeah, I think that Bennett had a lot of great points, and I guess I would agree certainly with the sentiment that we shouldn't pass the resolution as it's written today. I do think that the intentions are right. Yeah, I think that other people can speak to some of the other comments or some of the other more specifics more specifically than I can. But something that comes to mind is regarding the security cameras and stuff is I remember my freshman year having a discussion with the JA's office on cameras on campus or something like that. And the JA at the time, the judicial administrator, was very intrigued by the fact that Cornell, compared to other campuses, does not have a lot of cameras or any kind of thing like that, and was proud of the fact that as a student body and student population, we're generally trusting and able to resolve things without having to rely on such things. Yeah, I'm not sure that that's necessarily tangible, just something I wanted to share, because wasn't necessarily that I was, you know, trying to get rid of cameras or things like that or add cameras, but it's something that I think our administrative process has talked about, or administrators have talked about offline, but that's it.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Lucas. That's a good perspective to be bringing. We do have more hands. And again, it'd be, if you have new things to say, that'd be helpful. Salam?
Hi, I just wanted to reiterate, I agree with everything that Bennett said. He said amazing points, but moving on, I wanted to ask, how would you propose where the funding would come from this? Because there's a lot of dorms on campus, a lot of buildings, a lot of common spaces. So where would the funding come from this if this were to pass?
So what I was thinking is that West Campus already has like a system of security because their pantries are locked. So that's kind of, again, if we're gonna, you know, ask for STIVE funding, that wouldn't really apply because it would only be for those houses that don't have like their kitchens locked. But for the houses that do have the kitchens unlocked, I kind of like wanted to ask for advice on this. That's why I gave the presentation the last time. I don't know, any advice?
I think that's a good question. Thank you, Salam. I think we have a lot of options, and Andrea is actually like, she's very right. West Campus does have its own specific system of security that was just implemented this past summer/fall. Like new security cameras were put up in the Gothic specifically because they weren't around. So obviously that money is coming from like an institutional budget. I think when I talked to my West Campus folks, it didn't come from, I think it actually did come from their own house budgets. I'm not sure. But that's also like an area where we can continue having discussions around funding. So thank you for asking, Salam. And there's, you know, you definitely still have options ahead of you, Andrea. Alrighty. We have. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, God, did you say that there's security cameras on like the Play Store you just said?
So in the Gothics, they added some new security cameras on West specifically. And this was like a new thing that happened this past year, but they're only on like entrances and exits. And also, I'm not sure how often they're monitored.
Okay. I mean, if there's already security cameras on some of the campus, I don't really understand the point of like, okay, but that's already like moved. So okay, whatever.
All right. And again, these are decisions made by administration, and right now we're proposing more student solutions. So it's great to be proactive about anticipating what students might have to say about these decisions. Johan, I see your comment. Thank you for putting that in the chat. We have another hand from Tomas.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I agree with what Bennett said. I also don't think we should be chastising community members for coming to us during SA meetings to criticize things happening in SA. It is not the responsibility of constituents to come to us to critique our resolutions, especially because these concerns were actually brought up when you brought the idea for the resolution originally. I specifically said that I was uncomfortable with cameras being put in private spaces. So that concern was brought up already, and you chose to bring the resolution anyways. And I dropped links on how increased surveillance increases police bias and racism in all spaces and all communities. And I really like what Bennett said about, you know, why are we criminalizing hunger? At the end of the day, if people are stealing food, it's because they're hungry. And that money that we're putting towards increased surveillance and increased policing, which I think many members of this assembly have already said we want to decrease police presence in dorms. You know, how can that money be used to, you know, provide more community food, et cetera, et cetera. I also don't believe in locking kitchens. If anyone knew me when I was an RA at the Latino Living Center, I actually advocated for opening both kitchens, because at the time only one kitchen was open to the community. And one of my big things was opening both kitchens community, because I believe everyone should have access to cooking spaces, and that should never ever be restricted. And I do understand that stealing food is an issue as someone who never hasn't had a meal plan since I was a freshman. But I think feeding our community should be the higher priority of those two, and working on how we can make sure people are fed. Hi, Meridia, glad you live in LLC. It's a great place. You know, like, can we use that money to make sure that everyone has a rental fridge every semester instead of only people who are able to afford the micro fridge being able to have it and things like that? So yeah, I'm not in favor of increasing cameras in residences. Just don't believe in a surveillance state. So.
Can I go back at that?
Sure. Okay. Yes.
I mean, like, Tomas, like, I private messaged you on Slack and you didn't respond to this. So, like, okay. The thing is that I really agree that there should be more private fridges and there should be more. And honestly, that sounds like a great idea. And I would much prefer that than to have, like, our food out in the lounge or, like, in the kitchen. But that's not really what's happening. Like the reality is that, you know, you leave your stuff there and then, like, on Friday night, kids go and they're bored and they take your stuff. So, you know, so like whatever answers you guys have, I'm happy to take them. I told you, like, these resolutions have been on the ground for like a long time. So if you have any other ideas and that are feasible, please share them. But like, I don't know, like, these are open.
Yeah, I think those are great suggestions. And thank
Can
you
I just
for...
respond really quick since I was directly mentioned.
Oh, sure. Really yeah. Quickly.
Yeah, really quick. You didn't private message me about this specifically, but regardless, it is not my responsibility to do research on your resolutions. That is your responsibility. I'm always happy to help. But again, I have my own life and I pass resolutions all the time here. So that takes up my time too. And I had already given my critiques and there's no way you could change this resolution that I would vote for, because I, again, don't believe in increasing surveillance in residence halls. But yeah, have a...
All right. I will quickly say that, Andrea, like, thank you for reaching out. I think that's super important. And like, Tomas, thank you for sending the links in the chat. I am definitely not an expert in any way on like surveillance or how that really operates in different spaces. So I know I'm going to be doing my own research after this meeting about that stuff. So I think we appreciate all this feedback. It's very important. And also, like, if people have more concerns, like, you're more than welcome to reach Andrea offline by email. And also, like, please be responsive to her messages if she is reaching out, which I know I deleted Slack off my phone, like, off my laptop a while ago. So I haven't seen people's messages, but we can get back into that. Okay, we have two more hands. And then I think, okay, great. We have one more hand. I think we're gonna call it after that. I think the conversation probably might be iterative after this. Delilah.
Okay, thank you. I'll try to make this really fast. But yeah, I completely agree with Bennett's points. And I think one thing we should keep in mind is definitely when it comes to like funding, I know that could be a little bit restricting on like Cornell's end and like our funds. But I also think that we need to make it much more accessible for students to know what their rights are in terms of eligibility for like SNAP benefits. You know, that's not coming from us, that's literally coming from the government. And if you really do need that, then you will probably be eligible for it. And now with the new COVID relief plan, like, there's much more, like, they waived a lot of the requirements that you would need, such as like having a federal work study job. Like, you don't need that anymore. So you could literally just apply for like SNAP benefits, and it's, you know, that's definitely gonna make a big difference. So I think that could be something as a solution-based, something to think about in the, you know, the coming days, or I don't know.
That's like a great and like constructive suggestion. Would you want to reach out to Andrea to work, like, maybe work on this together? I think that'd be so cool to see you guys collaborating. Awesome, perfect. Feel free to put your emails in the chat if you want to reach out to one another. And then I don't see any more hands. So we have this resolution. I think it might be worthwhile to, I would want to do some more research on this. And I'm also happy to talk to folks about the security system on West Campus, like to the extent of my knowledge right now, which is a little limited. It's pretty specific, but feel free to email me because I'm swamped in other places. Lucas, do you have a question?
No, I was just going to motion to table indefinitely.
Sure. Awesome. Thank you for that motion. Is there a second? Okay. Is there any objection? All righty. So this, let's just vote on this. So please put your hands up if you're voting to table this resolution. We're going to close voting in 5 seconds. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, 17 votes in favor of tabling. That does pass. I do want to say, like, I am absolutely certain this resolution came from the best of intentions. And obviously it's coming from a representative who has talked with folks, identified a problem, and has done her best to come up with a solution. Obviously we can all be better about figuring out what solutions serve everybody. But I do want to thank Andrea for bringing these resolutions to the floor. Alrighty. Okay, we have no other items on our agenda. Do we have any last minute things to add? All right, seeing as there is nothing, I would look favorably upon a motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second, is there any objection? All righty, I'm going to let you all go. Please enjoy your wellness days.
This has been a production of Cornell University on the web at cornell.edu.